P11D dispensations and PSA information. Will you be able to find a copy of the P11D dispensation? And the other question is that still valid? On the subject of the validity of the dispensation, HMRC has, to my mind, been sending out some mixed and confusing messages to its customers recently. Last October 2007, in Employer Bulletin, issue number 27, under the heading Dispense with the Routine, HMRC said that we want to help you to reduce the amount of information that you need to report to us. Were you aware that in many circumstances, it's possible for an employer to be excused from reporting certain expenses or benefits in kind? That was a clear encouragement to consider applying for a P11D dispensation, which would ease the employer compliance burden. Then there's more, because in the next edition of the Employer Bulletin, issue number 28, which was issued in February this year, we are first told to watch out in April, May for a dispensation wizard that will tell you if you can apply for a dispensation. What a great idea. But in the same edition, under the heading of News on Dispensations, we're first told that where we are satisfied that there is no liability to income tax or NICs for certain expenses or benefits given to employees, a notice of dispensation can be given. Next, we're told that we will now consider revoking a dispensation retrospectively where there is any evidence of misrepresentation or negligence by an employer. So this is where we have HMRC saying that they might take away a dispensation that you thought applied to 2007-08, and you might submit the P11Ds on that basis. So what examples have they got? Well, first of all, when an application did not provide all the relevant information, or if there was a change in the way the expenses and benefits were made available to employees, meaning that the qualifying conditions were no longer met, and HMRC was not informed of the change. So are you sure that the dispensation is valid? This new warning must encourage us to review our existing dispensations and consider reapplying if necessary, if there's any doubt about their validity. Reapplying before submitting the 2007-08 P11Ds. It's true to say that HMRC may be prepared to backdate a P11D dispensation to the start of the 2007-08 tax year if it can be demonstrated that the expense policy, the procedures applied throughout that year. If there is to be a 2007-08 PAYE settlement agreement, in which the employer picks up the tax and NICs bill for any expense payments or benefits in kind that would otherwise be reported on a P11D, we need to check what items will be included in the PSA so that we can omit them from the P11D reporting. Again, there should be a permanent tax or P11D file to record important things such as the dispensation and such as the PSA items to be omitted from the P11Ds. There might be other important information, such as an agreement with HMRC on the valuation of any particular benefits. If you don't have such a file, I recommend you set one up now to make life easier for the future. Also remember, I've mentioned already that P11Ds can be submitted in list form, and if the only reportable benefit is something like medical insurance, it can be the simplest route to take. But you should agree the format of the P11D list or schedule with your tax office when you first adopt this method of submission. Remember to have the right box entries on the schedule and have a look at paragraph 25.6 of the booklet 480 for more guidance on submission in list or schedule format.